people will say maybe Mulford are at the bottom end of Division 1 and St Nolls are at the top end of Division 3, and maybe there's not that too much between the two teams. But in fairness to Mulford, they've been playing that high standard in Division 1 all year. They've been very competitive in every game. They haven't suffered any bad beatings. They have the experience, Oisin, of getting beat in the final last year. So they have. They played in two finals, of course, last year. The draw the first day and went to extra time again. Then in the second day, the replay. So, like, they've massive experience, Mulford, getting into this game. If you want to put it like, they've played in three finals now, including this Sunday, in 2 years. Defensively, very well set up. And I'm sure John McNulty and the management team will have taken note maybe of how Mulford struggled against Birch Blanket last year. So they did, and it might be something maybe that some Knolls are planning away. Hard to look past Mulford. I mean, they have the experience of playing Division 1 this year. They've probably come through Oisin and harder route as well. I mean, they've come through, beat Nehru in the semi-final, and which have been a lot of people's favourites here for the intermediate, and they had a good one over Clonmacnoise as well. But Oisin, listen, St Nolan's, you know what I mean? Like, so St Nolan's aim this weekend will be to keep the game as tight as they can. They've won an All-Ireland Gaeltacht this year. They're at the upper end of Division 3. And if you look at the results, Oisin, in that All-Ireland Gaeltacht, a lot of those games went to extra time. And St Nolan's came out on the right side of the extra time going forward in their semi-final against Fannett. It went to what he called a replay as well, and they came out on the right side of that. So in my mind, Oisin and St Nolan's will be looking to keep this final as tight as they can for as long as they can, because they'll feel they have enough confidence in their own ability. So they have to give Mulford a good rattle this weekend. But at the end of the day, Oisin, that's Mulford's. I think Mulford have everything to lose this weekend, and St Nolan's have everything to gain. So they have, most people expect Mulford to get over the line.